You can't say, well, I'm going to go there and I'm going to go there.
You can't. And as I say, Brenda, all this knocks years off my age. Because it's so funny. I'm old, I know I'm old, and I can't do all the things that I used to be able to do. But by golly, I'm living as though I were a young woman. All the imponderables. I mean, when you're young, you don't know quite where you're going to be or what you're going to do. And I've got this with Neil. The moment I get over Christmas, I'm going to be finding out where are the training courses.
That's it. Because people, I mean, now, I mean, you can't sort of even think about that till mid-January or later. Because the thing is, really, between now and sort of Christmas, everybody's interested in Christmas.
Of course
there's
they
nothing
are.
Else
They've
going
got
on.
To be. They've got no option, poor
That's
devils.
Right. There's just nothing else. I'm going to get a bath, otherwise we'll sit here chatting all morning.
How strange.
We'll be got to be out by 9:30.
Yes.
It's fresh out there.
It's lovely, isn't it? Always. Love to go to IKEA.
I've got get that catalogue.
Mm.
I'll give it to you now.
Mm.
When I've got dressed and tidied up, I'll have a look at it.
Right, I'll go and have a bath then.
With the bedding, because I haven't. You're going to put that away for me, aren't you?
That bag. On the top, you've got your other bits and pieces in there. Otherwise, you'll forget it.
Well, I won't forget it tonight. No, I won't be wearing it when I'm here. I shall be wearing it to Marge's, yes.
Right, so we'll take the voucher. Living it, you can tell by the trousers. They really get all
a lovely colour.
Look at the socks, isn't it? Dreadful.
Oh, good heaven.
Where's where's my hand? No, it's not there.
Here it is, Brenda.
No, it's here.
Oh. Oh,
sure.
I thought that was it. That's mine, yeah. Thank you.
Just in case you
set
something. Oh, have I bought
some? Change that, yeah.
We'll change it. So I suppose what you do with this is tell them you want the whole discount, and I suppose they give you a card for each floor, because you can't walk around with it each floor, can you?
No, we'll have to start by asking, as you say.
If you get
find
right,
out
you
what
did that John Lewis, you
yes,
get a card.
That's right.
That'd be better.
Yes.
We could then leave it and say we'll pick it up in an hour.
Yes.
So go and do Marks and Smith's.
Yes.
And drive the car round.
Good idea.
Quickie poos. Still got two more. I have to be careful this doesn't. It's hot in here, Jean, isn't
it?
What's this one?
That's yours.
Biscuit tin.
Yeah,
you end up throwing
them
out,
then,
yeah.
Right.
wouldn't like to throw them away without asking you.
No, but I wouldn't leave them.
No, I'm going to have a little quick look at Ikea.
Oh, okay. The decorator that are in at Peter's at the moment, they do everything, they're fantastic. And he was saying, he said, oh, you've been good, you've been feeding us for cups of teas. They charge £70 a day per person. And he said, oh, we'll charge you next to nothing. He said, in fact, we'll come down. And he said, because it's cracked around the outside. He said, we'll take it up and repair it for you. He said, we might sort of say to you, right, we want £50.
Mm.
But he said, we won't charge you a day rate, we'll just charge you for a job.
Yeah.
And he said, if it's that bad, we'll strip it for you.
Oh, good.
And do it.
Resand, yeah. You'll love it.
Well, it's all in the holiday, so the kids are older now. We're fed up with carpets and stain.
Yes,
I mean, this carpet's 3 years old.
I know.
It's even going here now.
Mm.
And you keep washing it.
Oh.
And it just doesn't, does it? Just nothing happens.
Yeah.
So, two there. I'll give you a lipstick, didn't I?
Mm.
I said, why have we got so many cushions? I said, well, don't worry, we're going to have more. Even fight then, there's not enough.
Yeah, I know. How I wish I could lift my carpet up. I hate it. But I must say, the carpet looks better in the sitting room.
Look at this lovely stuff. Dave doesn't like it, but I love it. That's a normal skirting. This is what the decorator is.
Oh, yes. That's what I've got.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Yes.
But Dave don't like it, and he said the room's too small. And Peter's had that, and he's had dado, and the dado rooms. They look so nice.
What a lot of people are doing is they're not putting up rails, but they're putting up a border halfway up, aren't they, or just not quite halfway up the wall. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
And perhaps with a different wallpaper below.
Below and above, that's right.
Yes.
Right, let's just sort this out.
Table.
Yeah, there's a lot in there though.
It is.
It's not in the book.
Oh, I know.
some really nice, nice things, aren't they?
Yes. Yes. Beyond a joke.
Elegant milk on the mind.
I don't think that elegance is the main thing in my mind at the moment. We need it.
Take your book out there, Jane.
Yes, I shall.
Carla, breakfast.
Yes.
These are the things, I don't know if you've tried them.
Oh, yeah, I haven't.
I mean, with my tongue the way it is, they're the only ones that I can have. See what they've got? Try one.
Hmm.
I mean, they've got like iron and...
Nice.
It's got the recommended daily amount of vitamins in it.
Oh.
And the recommended daily amount of iron in it.
Ooh.
That's what I mean with that, so you probably won't need vitamins.
No, you see, I don't think normally people do, but they do say as you grow older, yes.
Mm.
If your body isn't so efficient at processing the food you take in.
No,
I won't keep it up forevermore, but I thought I might have a course of it, a month's vitamins, perhaps, just to make sure I'm topped up. But this is a good idea.
What's that?
These flakes.
Yeah, because there's a lot, I mean, cereals have got a lot of vitamins and iron, haven't they?
Well, they're made that way, aren't they? They put them in.
Isn't it funny this time of year the garden all look bare and stuck at you? Got all cuttings in the bowls down there I've took. I don't know, I mean one's not surviving, I don't think the others are going to survive. There's people's houses I've taken cuttings of in.
Jenny is marvellous. She, I mean, next door, she very rarely buys. She takes cuttings from everything she's got.
She?
Grows sort of everything in her garden. Some lights look nice in here. Christmas lights.
They would.
And what else did Jenny get me? Oh, she got me this from IKEA. 125.
Oh, no.
I just, they're quite expensive, the cats. These are IKEA. They were, she said they were $2.25. She said she just bought me a mixture of things that I would like. And she said, if you don't want them, you know, I'll have them.
Nice.
But that I thought was really good for £20. Got the shade on.
Marvellous.
I said to Dave, now I wonder how we ever live without this.
I know.
Because it's such a light room. The only thing is, that radiator, it does get very cold in here. Because of all the glass.
Now, what double glazing have you got? Is any of it double glazed?
All of it.
All of it? So why? Why does it go down to very cold?
Because we shut the doors.
Ah.
We don't let any air circulate.
And you haven't got a radiator in here, of course.
Yeah.
That's because it's too small.
That lets off more power than one of mine in the lounge. That's a double one.
And yet you get cold.
Mind you, I mean, Dave and I, he never says it's cold out here. He says, it's you that's always cold. Because I obviously feel the cold.
It's Christmas card.
Isn't it nice? Who's that from your garden society? Who's the member of that guy?
That's right.
They're so yum. Lots of love from Alley Cat and Digger.
There are lots of games on that, aren't there? And did I see a game where you join things?
Listen to this. Alley Cat and Digger were looking up at the stars in the sky. Let's make a wish, said Alley Cat. And they both wished a happy new year to all the Lecture Club members. Look.
What nice.
Oh, look at the penguins. Spot the difference. Switch balloon.
This is good.
Dot to dot. Puzzle.
Eskimos. Bee.
What are all those then?
Discount vouchers. Chessington. Fort Park. Museums.
That's good.
That's good, that does that.
It's a good idea, isn't it?
Oh, yes. That's what I want for Neil. Or I did want it. At a time when he was lounging about in bed most of the time, I would have loved a bed tray. I don't think I'm going to bother with one now. For one thing, he's gone off breakfast. And I've gone off making it in the morning. But that's an ideal thing, that. Only 9:50.
What, I'm clear?
Well, that's what we're going to look at today, trays.
Yes, yes.
Well, you want... Oh, no, you've got some.
No, I mustn't buy any anyway.
Still going to Guildford. Why don't you go to IKEA?
Oh, no,
oh,
dear,
no. Because you can't get your Christmas shopping there.
Brenda, I have got in my diary that I'm coming down to you on the 23rd of December. Is that right?
Well, you asked to say you could break the journey.
Is that so?
Mm. Because you said you're going to your sister's, your son's, on the 24th. And you said because it'd be so busy, could you stop over? You wasn't coming down to me till sort of like after 3-ish.
Right. Is that okay?
Yeah, still? Fine. Right. And then you've only got this travel.
That's right. Yeah, it won't be quite so... I hope it won't be quite so bad on the M25, on the 23rd.
Yeah, but the 24th, if you go and look at... Well, because everybody finishes...
All the last-minute merchants will be on. Mm.
Sorry. I'll make some tea.
If you keep talking, Carla.
Oh, yes.
I'm trying to find the presents.
What presents? The one on the card?
Yeah, presents. You can find them there.
What's that, love?
Yeah. I wish Balloon is the mouse that gobbled from the
afternoon. Oh, yes.
There it is.
Yeah.
Hey, try it out.
I've got them here, dear.
Mum, can you bring me a pen?
Who did?
I was just taking these out to go and get some tissue for my nose.
Oh,
sniffles. Can I
have a pen?
A pen?
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
I don't know. Oh,
early, so it's your brother. Well, we hope so, because we want to get up pretty early, me and Jane. Over how this bedroom looks. Have you seen them?
Yeah. Like something in a fairy tale.
Oh, that got from IKEA. The mirrors.
and it was £8 for the whole pack and all the spaces. And they're ideal in kids' room. We're going to, yes. If we can get out there after Christmas, get them for Lee. Because she wanted a mirror in her bedroom. Well, we couldn't get one under £25.
No, that's right.
I said, they put that on the wall. I said, because then, there it is, the four. You can see her standing on it. Yes. She can still, she can see her whole body in
it.
Yes, yes. I know what this is. This is Rudolph.
I could have done with that on the wall in on my landing.
Is that upstairs? As you go on.
So
because
that
that's,
can...
that's £8 for four packs and all the spaces and everything.
Mm.
So if you had, a lot of people had like two packs, so they sort of had it floor to ceiling. Oh, isn't that a lovely one?
Yes.
With those rolls.
Yes.
Doesn't the house look lovely when you take pictures?
Well, your house does look lovely. You see, you're used to it, you don't see it.
See, that looks effective.
Yeah,
I took it on the lamp.
Yeah.
I know you were taking all these, Carla, weren't you?
You did them very well.
That was of Lee's hair, wasn't it? It was so good studying.
That looks like a moustache.
I mean, his bedroom looks enormous.
Yes.
She's a character. Look at her face.
Yes.
These are marvellous, this company, because for $3.99 you get three sets of prints, plus a free film.
Because
they were going to take it into Boots and they wanted $5.99 just to have them develop.
Oh, yes. I don't usually cough. This is quite a novelty for me.
I think it was because it was so hot in there, Jean, to be honest. I started to feel quite hot. And then it's cool in here. It's the right temperature in here now.
Yes.
It just got so hot in there.
Yes.
I suppose sitting there, you just didn't realise.
No.
You're sleeping at Leanne's tonight, Carla?
No.
Did you see Jenny yesterday? What's she said?
She's got a new car. Another one.
What's she got now?
White one.
No, she's having so much trouble with that Volvo.
She's
put £21,000 there just now. For a new Volvo. I mean, ridiculous, isn't it?
Well.
And it's been in and out, in and out. And they keep giving her a courtesy car, so I should think so. £21,000. What did she say? When did she say she put the iron out?
Dad was talking to her.
Oh, was he?
My dad. I was doing my commitment.
Is she good for Dad? Don't need to slurp, do you?
Rather a noticeable slurp.
I know they're yum. Get your homework done.
That is my homework. The canoe.
It's good.
Oh yes.
That's what's good about her. She's so enthusiastic. She gets it done. She never leaves. Where Lee leaves it, and then suddenly says, "Oh God,
I've got to leave this one now because I need to play Doh. To carry on with it, really."
Yeah, but you've done the worst of it, haven't you? What's the
play
Doh for?
That.
What's the play Doh for? How are you going to make grass in? Get some grass.
At the last minute, so it's going to get brown.
A box. Like Dad said, put that thing in there.
A shoe box would do it, yeah.
That's right, and surround with grass.
And put dirt.
I tell you what, moss is the answer. Moss looks like miniature grass. If you can find some moss and dig it up, and it lasts longer. It'll last.
Where did you find it,
no, I haven't noticed any around here.
Don't think we get any.
No, perhaps you don't. Send you some from East Anglia.
Yeah. Moss through the post.
Mm.
And I have the dirt and grass.
Soil.
That's all them. And then put that in there. And then I've got the two up the plasticine in there. And the bags.
And I was laying in bed last night thinking of the different levels in Debenhams and the floors.
Oh, yes.
They have.
Yes.
It's got Father Christmas in his grotto there now. It's even he's late in his grotto and shops.
Yes, yes.
Really early in, what do you call it? We went.
Yeah, because when did we go to London?
Because it was there.
Golly.
Half term week, October.
Yes.
It was there then.
You went to see him, didn't you?
It's been a rum old Christmas. I've never known a Christmas like this, Brenda.
You can tell that wasn't a real Father Christmas.
I bet Guildford, though. I mean, I haven't been to Guildford for, oh God, I don't know when. I think probably with you the last time I went to Guildford.
Mm.
I don't know when that was, ages ago.
Mm.
I can tell that wasn't a real Father Christmas at that thing. She didn't have a bid.
Mm. Your dad went to see the real Father Christmas.
He didn't have a bid on the one I went to sign.
Well, they have to have lots of pretense because there's so many children.
Mm.
And for good children, the real Father Christmas doesn't go.
No,
like
quite,
I told you.
Quite.
So you have all these Father Christmases in the shops for children that they can't miss out on Christmas but are sometimes naughty children. Can you imagine the thousands of children there are?
Mm.
Children's.
Children.
Children.
Kiddies.
Your pardon, sorry. And Father Christmas couldn't go to every single child.
Some years ago, in New York, I think it was, the stores were taking on Father Christmases. And they felt they were being exploited. You know, they were only being taken on for a couple of months. And they wanted to form a trade union. But quite a lot of the Father Christmases wouldn't join a trade union. And 11 of them got involved in a fist fight in the middle of one of the New York streets. It must have been a lovely sight.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Have you watched any good videos lately?
Think now, what was the last thing I saw? I haven't watched many videos. I say that, but of course Neil borrows Arnold Schwarzenegger videos, and I watch a bit of those.
He
is excellent. But
see, that's another thing you could have got, Neil. The new kickboxer video out.
How much is that?
$10.99.
It's brilliant.
Might consider it.
Lee said about it, didn't
yes,
he?
Might consider that. Yes. But I haven't really watched any serious videos. The last
was it you
quality
got, Home Alone you won, didn't you?
Oh yes.
No, for
last
Lady as well.
The last quality entertainment video that I watched was Pretty Woman, but I didn't like it.
Oh, that is brilliant.
I know, I like that.
Did you?
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, it was.
Oh, you
I don't know what it was. I can't say.
Well, she has a marvellously engaging personality.
Yes, that is what I think
yeah.
I liked about her. I mean, the fact. And it was half of it was so true. I mean,
some
it's
of
like
it was.
When she went into the store.
That was perfect.
Didn't want to know. But
and when she went
back
and she said. You didn't serve me yesterday. No, you made a mistake, a big mistake. Huge! And she's got this enormous hat box, do you remember?
I don't know what, I quite like that.
It irritated me a bit because what
it was a bit dirty.
What it was saying.
Really done, she goes
what it was saying was, in effect, that a woman, so long as she's free and open sexually, then she can have whatever she wants. And of course, A, this is true, and we don't like it, and B, it isn't actually true at all, because most men would simply exploit that in the situation he was in.
Absolutely, they wouldn't sort of spend like it.
No.
But like you say, I mean, half of me, I liked it,
but the other
half, it was crude.
Yes, oh yes. Yes, it was crude,
what?
But...
I'm going to have to make a bit longer, but two lines. Large there, little there. I've got to stick one of these there, the big one there. In my book.
What, for your homework?
No.
Because because you've got to... But haven't you got to write on that project?
What, Japan?
That's not Japan, is it?
This was Visions of Japan.
Oh, are they?
It's all about Japan. It's a Japan place.
Is that the museum you went to the other week?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realise it was on Japan.
Yeah,
isn't it? It's the Toshiba Gallery. It's wonderful, Brenda.
I thought that
you
was
ought
silly.
To go there.
Your school chums, you ought to keep that because it's a nice memento to keep.
I'm sticking it in my book. It's kimonos, you don't play.
Aren't they lovely?
I could get all of them. They're the days of the
months. What are they?
Days of the months. The months and the days. Monday, Tuesday, and Tuesday.
You better go up to your. That's good. Go up to your room and get your bag packed for what you're ready for. You're not going straight to me, aren't you? Coming back for half
James,
an hour or so.
I'm showing my boyfriend.
Oh, my boyfriend.
Which one it is. That's James. He's the one he's broken from, but he's not. That's him.
Well, he's the one that's been round, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, he's handsome.
Who?
The blonde one.
Bobby.
Is that Bobby's?
Teresa's boyfriend.
Oh. Yeah, he's sweet. You reminds me of Dennis the Menace.
Ah.
That was my boyfriend, but he's hurt his thumb and he don't like me anymore.
Oh.
But one there, he's actually I like now.
He looks nice. Yes.
I
want
to see him.
Oh, yeah,
that's
lovely.
Teresa's boyfriend.
I see. That is a nice photo, isn't it,
it's
of youngsters?
It's nice to keep.
Very, and a nice occasion.
Do you know what you ought to do?
Yeah,
on the back.
As well.
Yes, but on the back. You ought to write all the children's names.
And their dates of birth, and the day that you took the photo, and where it was. Because in 10 years' time, you'd forget.
Because, I mean,
that's a very good memento.
That's my teacher at school.
Yes, and that's
the
helper, yes.
I've
mother
got one
of
picture of in the netball. I know. And there's three girls in this netball. And do you think I can think their names of us?
No.
You know, I mean, it's so annoying. And I wish now I'd done at the time,
yeah,
wrote their names
yeah.
down. Isn't it funny? I mean, you don't see any school. I mean, I haven't seen hardly any, the odd one or two since I left school all those years ago.
Mm.
And when I started this aerobic class, there was four girls up there that I went to school with in my class at school.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah?
Yes.
Amazing.
Well, at various times in my life, I've come back to Kingston. And I, first of all, used to see girls who were at school with me. And now I see girls, women, who are obviously the daughters who were of girls who are at school with me. I'm just waiting until I see the granddaughters, dear, and then I shall say, right, ready for the old lady's home. Yeah.
Well, that's like Mr. Bernal. I mean, it's a sort of standard joke when we go to Lee's school. And it's funny, Jenny, you know, my auntie, she went, because she wanted to go back. Laura goes up, not next September, September after, because, you know, it's the new...
Mm-hmm.
Intake where they're taking the younger children,
again
now. So they take it, I think it's daft because they're introducing it in 1993 and they're taking two age groups. So they're taking one, so they've got that great big intake.
Gosh.
Anyway, she's gone round all the schools and, you know, the area, and she's come up with, you know, Horsall she likes best, she was most impressed with. And so I couldn't believe it, Bren. I walked in there into the geography room and, this chap turned around and said, hello, Miss Ead. She said, and I turned round and she said, it was Mr. Bernal. She said, I died. She said, I'm embarrassed. I said, why? She said, oh, hello. And he said, hello, how are you? She said, I'm fine. And she said, I got out of the room as quick as I could. So then about a week later, I was going to the open evening and he said, oh, ask him how he remembers. And I said, oh, Miss Ead wants to know, was she a little bugger. I said, oh, was she a little sweetie? And he said, she was a real sweetie, he said. And Jenny said, all those years I had a crush on that teacher, and I thought he never noticed me.
Funny.
And she said,
because
she said, you know, she said, I was madly in love with him. You know, you got your crushes on your teachers.
Yes.
And she said, and he must have noticed me. It was so funny. And he said, no, she was real, you know, he said, really good. He said, you? I said, well, I was good, wasn't I? He said, no. He said, you were a little horror. I said, thank you very much. He said, I used to say to you, get on with your work. He said, and you'd have a pencil in your mouth. He said, and you'd be gazing out the window.
Yeah.
He said, never been well off. He said, I used to be going like this to you.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I don't remember. He said, I remember. And I thought, all the kids that's passed through him, how they remember. I mean, he knew me as Brenda, my first name. And that was it. And Jenny, he knew as Miss Edie. Well, no, because I said to him, Miss Edie, he said, oh, you mean Jenny. And he knew, and he and I said, you amaze me. Because, I mean, he must have had 1,000 kids in that sort of 17 years.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You know, sort of go through. And he remembered. It was quite sweet, actually, that he actually did sort of remember. Mind you, I suppose you can, certain pupils you remember and their names.
Oh, yes. You do. And faces.
Well, it's like Faye, she recognised, didn't she? Hello, Mrs. Lauren. I'll never forget it. Hello, Mrs. Lauren. I thought, God, you know. She said, how do you know Mrs. Lauren? She said to me. God, unbelievable. I must give Kim a ring. I've spoken to her.
How's Marisa?
Oh, dreadful. She phoned me. I saw her about 3 weeks ago. She asked to come down. I said, I think she had a nervous breakdown. She had to, she's got the social worker in now involved in it, and the police. She goes off on a Friday, and you hear or see nothing till sort of Monday night. And she's just at her wits. And apparently she phoned her the other night at 12:30 and said, can you come and pick me up? And I said,
no, quite right, no.
And she said, well, I'm too frightened to walk, because she was crying. And she said, I don't care. You should have phoned me at 10 o'clock, I would have picked you up. I'm not coming out this time of night. And she finally got in at 2:15, and Kim said she was in dreadful. So she said, but I don't care anymore.
No, it's of course not.
She didn't want it to go to social workers, but...
she did the wise thing.
Well, the police said, now...
For Marisa's sake.
Any more trouble, even though she's not getting into bad trouble as such, it's going off and coming home, and among... They put it down as the parents can't control
her.
That's
right, yes.
So now they're saying if she goes off again without a mother's consent, then they take her into care. And she just said, sooner the better. She said,
yes, I think so. I think so.
She doesn't, deep down she does it. Well, you don't, do you? I suppose you don't want it. But, you know, it's like the last fortnight she's meant to be studying. And she's been out with her boyfriends and... What was doing her? You know, she just don't... Oh, God bless me! Are you having it in a plait?
Yeah.
It's on the chin, though. You're getting so tall now.
How old are you now, Carla?
11.
Nearly 12.
Amazing.
12 in February, aren't you? So you're nearer 12 than you are 11.
Remember last time? She got it early one Saturday.
I think that this time the post is a bit...
Maybe it's not, because I want it before the 1st of December. I wonder if she has, I'm not going to ask her. Or ask her a bit later.
Ballet chap about today, haven't you?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Luke. Can I tell you what he does?
Oh, Kelly's coming in, isn't she? Today to see about. I think Trace got put in for the exam, didn't she? See if he's ready. Yeah?
all right. I'll sort it out. Can you clear your pencils and that from the table, please?